back in 2017-2018, I used to be called as a hackathon guy in my university in Milan. The reason behind it was I ended up being in 4 to 5 different hackathons throughout that whole semester or the year. And we actually won a couple of them. And it was a great experience because as I was studying service design and doing innovation and coming up with future projects and concepts and redoing design or redesigning the existing products and services in my university, hackathons was one of the amazing way for me to go out with the team or create a team at the venue, because sometimes the hackathons are designed like that where you meet other people and build teams over there. But basically go to the hackathons and apply whatever I was learning on actual projects of these bigger companies. So hackathons was a great experience because I could test and really see my knowledge or really see my skill set growing and seeing the relevance of it in the real world. But something which hackathon taught me was the hackathon mentality, how to deal with questions and problems and challenges very quickly. It could be your own startup, it could be your business, service, your career, or whatever creative project you're trying to build. Hackathon mentality can take us places. So that's what we're going to discuss pretty much in today's episode. I'm going to talk about how the experience has been and how you can actually use some of the insights from this experience in your own life. And yeah, pretty much that's what we'll talk about.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
My hackathon approach was always very well thought and very well planned. So whenever there was a challenge which was presented to us in the hackathon, we used to put step-by-step approach of how to get to the best or most efficient solution. Of course, it was because of our service design and workshop-related knowledge and skill set which we were gathering in our university and doing in multiple projects. That was the first step which we were doing. The thing with hackathon is you have given a challenge. You are supposed to present your solution by the end of it. Need to be better than other teams which are involved. And usually it's intensive with time. So you have 30 hours. You are at the same venue. You're doing stuff for 2 days straight and you present. And that urgency of time is really amazing because first of all, you are physically present in that particular space. So you have tension rising. Everybody around you is working with their teams on desks. So it's a nice atmosphere in general. It's very productive and creative. And then you have the time boundness. So you have to deliver something in that specific time. So when you have a defined goal and a limited time, you are actually cutting down a lot of variables and a lot of different ways by which you could get disturbed or get distracted or get disrupted in your own process. So this hackathon kind of makes everything very isolated. So you are kind of isolating the challenge and isolating yourself so that you could go ahead and solve it. And that's a really great thing. So if you are able to isolate yourself from surrounding by introducing different triggers, for example, time and defined challenge, you are kind of way more focused than just a random time and trying to figure out things. So first thing, always create a challenge statement as how might we do this. As we keep talking about such things in our podcast and turn podcast into smaller workshops as well. So do that, create a challenge. That's the first thing which always we start hackathon with, and then define a timeline. So in 30 hours, in 2 days, in a week, or whatever, keep it short. Shorter is greater because you can go at it again if you fail, but shorter is really definitely good because you are always present there and you want to kill it in that particular time. When it's longer, then you are just lazy. You just leave it at that point. So keep it short and then go into it. Didn't define the steps, how to go about it and solve things, but lesser the variables you have to decide about, better your process gets. And that's how I usually define workshops. When people ask me, what kind of workshops do you do or what are workshops and how do you define workshops? I usually say workshops is basically you cut down the variables as much as possible. You should keep as least things to decide upon as possible. And you add triggers. You add triggers so that people get space to do something. People get some sort of cue to do certain things in a certain way. So time is one thing. Activities set with timer is another thing. You have templates, you have frameworks, you have canvases to fill. All those things are triggers. And you are reducing the variables where you go ahead and say, okay, this is what we are going to do in next 2 hours. We are not going to discuss anything else. We are not going to explore anything else right now, unless and until the activity is about exploration. But you cut down the variables that way, when you enter that particular 1 hour, 2 hour, whatever session you have decided and defined, you are focused with one goal that you need to get this particular thing done. And then you have triggers to do it, other things to help you with. And that's a good way to cut or let's say achieve these small steps. And ultimately, by doing these activities one after another, you reach and finally have some sort of solution, which is actually addressing the main challenge you came up with at the beginning of this whole process. Definitely, when you go into the hackathon mentality, where you have less variables and more triggers to do the process itself, and when you define your steps, things get better. As I said, the hackathons where we went, they were extremely developer oriented, because people wanted code and people wanted solutions which were already working. People as in the big companies, that's a sneaky way of getting solutions for free. We were usually the teams without any developer, and we were just a bunch of designers. Of course, designers with different backgrounds like engineering, and some were from management, some were from design itself. So we were people from different countries and different backgrounds and different contexts, but specifically designers at that moment. We were able to win the hackathons only by having such teams, because we knew exactly how to understand what the company needs and what we can offer to them, what we can offer to their customer bases in a much more efficient way. And we also knew how to present it very crystal clear and sharp, instead of making too much mess and not really giving value out of it. So that way we ended up winning hackathons in that less time, with even random people being part of our team. So the hackathons do work for sure. And if you also have any partner or a colleague or any teammate in your own project, that is a win-win situation, because two of you, three of you, four of you can sit down and do activities together with less variables and some triggers to get things done. So that's all from today's episode. I hope you got some sort of value out of it. If you have already a team to work with, if you already have some friends you always like to work with, maybe it will be a great way for you to start a new project by just sharing this episode with them and then connecting with each other, so that you can start doing something or start building something maybe over the next weekend. Why not? Just putting a thought in your head. You don't have to do it, but if you think this is cool, go ahead, share it and start building stuff with your friend in a hackathon kind of a mentality. And that works especially if you're working already 9 to 5, or let's say whole week. Then you can have weekends where you can have small hackathons of 3 hours, 4 hours, or small sprints and get things done. With that said, guys, thank you for staying till the end. Thank you for listening, and I shall catch you in the next episode of Dailyish Pod. Yeah, pretty much. Stay safe.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.